All things are possible. Da-da-da. Oh my gosh! What happened to this thing? It used to be so clean, it's filthy now. What the? Okay, maybe it's cleaner on the inside. Oh no, it's worse. I've messed this up. He's gonna be so disappointed. My father gave this to me as a gift, and he sacrificed so much to give it to me, and I've just...
So much.
I've ruined it. Look at it. It's
not ruined.
It's all right. I can fix this. I can clean this. No, people are always saying about all the good things the world has to offer, so...
You can't clean it.
Here we go. Miracle cleaner as seen on TV. Cost me quite a bit, but the guy on the commercial said that it can fix all my problems, so...
Only
we'll
I
see
can.
If he was right.
Only I can fix your problems.
I don't think that did anything.
Nope.
Nope. Different approach. Here we go. The Magic Eraser. Recommended to me by one of my friends. Also, kind of pricey, but my friend said if this doesn't work, nothing will.
Only I can erase. Only I can cleanse.
I can't even reach. That was a waste. Okay. I need something to reach with. A mop. So obvious. No one's ever gone wrong with a mop before.
You'll never be able to reach.
There we go.
Never.
I can reach it now. I can almost reach, I think.
Nope.
Hard to see through this little hole. All right.
You can't see it.
I think I made some progress there.
You just made it worse.
That hardly did anything.
I know.
In fact, I think I smeared it around and made it worse. I think that one's bigger.
Son.
Okay, last resort here. Snake brand carpet cleaner.
Not your last resort.
Well, this isn't a carpet, and the guy who gave this to me was kind of sketchy, but...
He's a
I'm
liar.
Willing to try anything at this point.
All he does is lie.
When doesn't
he
even
speaks,
work.
He lies.
Not surprised that guy lied. That doesn't...
Son.
Doesn't look very... Oh.
Hello.
Maybe.
Hello.
If it doesn't look good on the inside, I can make it look a little bit better. On the outside, it looks good.
No. No.
Who am
no.
I kidding?
No, it doesn't. Hello? How are you doing?
Oh. Hey.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you think that that flower covered all of that up? Do you think it made it look better at all?
I was desperate.
I was laughing back here. Did you see me? I was trying to get your attention.
No, I was a bit preoccupied with this.
Yeah, you seemed a little bit preoccupied. Well, when you say with this, what is this, my friend?
This was a gift to me from my father. I loved it, and it was spotless when he gave it to me. He sacrificed so much to give it to me, and I just neglected it. I forgot about it. I forgot to take care of it, and look at it now. It's filthy.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up, man. I've seen stuff like this before, and it's okay. I like your heart. You know your dad's not mad at you, right?
I don't think he's going to be mad, but I think he's going to be really disappointed, and I didn't want to disappoint him.
Yeah, I'm sure he sacrificed a lot for this gift.
Well, he did.
Yeah. Wow. You've tried it all, huh?
Oh, I've tried it all.
I've seen this on the infomercial. Buy one for $500, get two for $1,200.
That's what the commercial says.
Yeah, did it work?
Not really.
Yeah, they never do. Those instant things, those quick things, they don't really work that well, man. I've learned that. I've been around for a little bit. I have noticed some things in life, though, my friend, and you seem like you love your dad a lot, and you seem like you appreciate this gift a lot.
Oh, I do. I'm looking for a last resort here, or a Hail Mary to clean this thing.
Well, I don't know about a Hail Mary. How about we try maybe a different source? What if I told you I could fix this? I could make it clean. I could get it new.
Well, I'm open to anything at this point.
Yeah, because those spots down there that you were trying to get, you kind of just made it worse.
I did.
Buddy, 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 buddy.
What's that?
This is what we call some holy sanitizer.
It almost looks like blood.
Yeah, you might call it that. That's fine. I'm cool with that. But when you put this on this grime, it's going to start to deteriorate it, and it's going to start to eat away at it. Sometimes it goes away quickly. Sometimes it takes some time. But if you're a patient enough young man, I can teach you this, and you'll never have to worry about this again. Do you mind if I spray some of this in here?
Go ahead.
Okay.
How much did it cost?
Well, I'll tell you what, buddy. It's worth more than anything you've ever seen. It's more precious than any valuable stone you could ever think
All
of.
All right, but how much did it cost?
Do you know how much love and sacrifice was put into this?
Okay, but dollar amount, how much did it cost?
It's free.
Free?
Yeah, it's just free.
I spent top dollar on all these great products that I saw on TV, and you're telling me a mystery product's going to work? Solve all my problems?
Well, not just one mystery product. Like, those products you've probably seen on TV, you have to add water here, too, but it's a different kind of water.
A different kind of water?
Yeah. Might call it, like, living water, I would say. Because, see, the blood takes away the stains, and that's fine, and it's eating away at it now. But it's not until you turn the water on, and it's not until you let the water start to run and let it hit the spots that you couldn't even reach. See, that's what water does. It's a powerful force, and it'll hit all of these spots, and it'll take it away. But you got to be patient, son. You got to believe, son. And I'm glad you came here today, because today is the last day of our series in New Year's Revolution, and I'm actually teaching on this right here. If you want to sit down, we can start to learn about it.
All right, well, I hope you're right.
Me too. Because if not, this is a busted skit. Title today's sermon, thank you, Dominic. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Tim. We're going to let this run because I want you guys to see this in the back. The title of today's sermon is Some High Quality H2O. For those of you in my generation that admire Adam Sandler, that's a Waterboy movie. I came to preach this morning in a 2010 GMC. It's a 3/4 ton. It's got a nice plow, a nice salter. It's only got 45,000 miles on it. It's well taken care of. Through the course of transitioning in my parents' business, they're starting to retire, and I'm starting to take over more. And as I start to take over, the truck became mine. A gift, if you will. And if you look at this gift, you would just see like a nice old truck. And that's cool, but you don't know the story behind the truck. Because if you knew the story behind the truck, you would understand why it's so valuable to me. In 1995, when I was about 15, my dad opened his first Subway. And if you remember winter storms in the 90s, they were, 6 to 8 inches was like, all right, we're good, we'll have school tomorrow, life's easy. Now they're canceling it. But my dad couldn't afford to get the lots plowed, so he would shovel the lots. And then once he was done shoveling the lots, he would salt it by hand. And I would help him as much as I could when I didn't have school on the weekends. And I remember the plow trucks coming by, like $100, $125 for a plow and a salt, and he would keep going. I'd be like, man, Dad, please just keep going. And after a while, we were able to buy a smaller truck. And please just follow me on this. And it pushed some snow, but then I had to still get out and I had to salt and it was cold. And then after a while, 2010, 15 years later, my dad had enough. We had a big snow storm and the truck got stuck. We couldn't push it. And so he bought the truck. He bought the plow. He bought the salter. We have a warehouse that we put it in and it keeps it warm. I watched my dad take care of that truck. I watched my dad protect that truck. I watched my dad, after every snow, hose it off so the salt wouldn't eat it. And so this week was the week that the truck was mine, and I started plowing the snow. I started taking care of the snow. And I'm in a hurry. Life is busy. And this gift that my father has given to me, I've neglected it because I've plowed twice, and the salt's eating at it. It's rusting at it, and I haven't washed it off. I've neglected it because when I went to pick up this tank, I ran over this wire and it tore into my running boards. I was so busy, I was in such a hurry. I abused this gift and I took it for granted. And the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, you've done this with my gift, son. That disappointment that you're worried about with your father, not that he's going to be mad, it's your truck. But you know the sacrifice. You know the years of shoveling snow. You know how cold he was, how early he got up just to make sure that the store was open on time. That truck is so valuable to me. And if you just look at that truck, you would see an average truck. And see, sometimes we just look at that baby Jesus. And because we've forgotten or we lost or we've killed so many babies, we just look at it as an average baby. But the story behind that baby, the story behind that truck, when you know the story, the value of it becomes so much more. So we've been going through a series called A New Year's Revolution. Well, today is January 3rd, 2021. And I say, let the revolution begin. That revolution of an internal process. And a revolution is defined as fundamentally changing the way you look at or visualize something. I hope that you can fundamentally change and visualize the way that you look at your relationship with God and God. I hope we've accomplished that. On Wednesday night, we challenge you to realize you're a child of the King. As a child of the King, you have a choice to stay in the kingdom or run as far as you can away from God in the kingdom. We can live outside our Father's walls, but outside your Father's walls is a world that's not like we know. But inside your Father's walls, you have the protection, the love, the support. I also promise you one thing on Wednesday night. A simple way to become a Psalm 91 Christian. Psalm 91, 1 through 2 says this. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. To live inside your Father's kingdom, to dwell in the shelter of the Most High is really simple. We make it hard, but it's just a three-step process. The first step is you must realize what you speak of. What this holy sanitizer is. Leviticus 17:11, Justin. For the life of a creature is in the blood, and I have given it to you. It's a gift. The blood is a gift. My blood right now is a gift. Jesus' blood was even more of a gift. To make atonement for yourselves on the altar, it is the blood that makes atonement for one's life. When someone has a traumatic injury, when they're shot, when something's chopped off, they die from a loss of blood. It might be organ failure, but the loss of blood results in the organ failure results. The life of the creature is in the blood. Moreover, Hebrews 9:22 tells us, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Blood is life and forgiveness. In the Old Testament, the offering of animals' blood was atonement for the sins committed. So if that offering for an animal's blood was enough to atone for the sin, it was enough to cover it. It was enough to cover it like a penalty. It didn't cleanse it. It didn't clean it. It didn't wipe it away. It covered it. It's funny, when my parents would come to visit me in college, I had this couch. Burn holes, food, crumbs, drinks, whatever was on it, but I would throw a blanket over it. And mom and dad would come to visit, and they probably could guess what was underneath the blanket. But I threw the blanket over it to make the couch look good. And that's kind of what the animal's blood did for sin. It covered it. It never makes sin look good, but it covered it so dad couldn't see it. And so, Christ's blood, how much more was the blood of Christ? If animals' blood just covered it, what did the blood of a sacrificial lamb, the perfect sacrificial lamb, do? The author of Hebrews tells us, Hebrews 9, 11 through 14. But when Christ came as the high priest of good things that are now already here, he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not made with human hands. That is to say, is not a part of this creation. He didn't enter by the means of blood and goats, or blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once and for all by his own blood. That's the blood that we're talking about, the blood that enters the most holy place once and for all. Thus, once he entered the holy place through his blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. The blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean sanctify them so that they are what? Outwardly clean. The blood of animals, the blood of goats, the sprinkled ashes make it outwardly fine to the appearance. The blanket over the couch, when you looked at it, nice couch. When you look underneath it and you see all the muck, the mire, the sin, the blood of animals just covered it. The blood of Christ. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our conscience from acts that lead to death so that we may serve the living God? It's really cool at the end. If you can just bring that back up, buddy. At the end, all of that, the sacrifice, the blood, the entering into the most holy place, the redemption, the conclusion here is so that we may serve the living God. All of that was for you to be created to serve the living God. That is the blood we're starting to talk about here. The sacrifice of Jesus, the Christ, offers us unblemished to God, inward then outward. The blood of Christ obliterates sin, washes it white as snow. What's the problem though? It's the belief. That is a fundamental belief of why you're here today, the blood of Christ. The gift of salvation, that pure, spotless gift that your Father gave you, that gift that you've neglected, that gift that you've dirtied, that gift that you've put on the back shelf. And when you go back and look at it, like Dom said, how did it get that big? Where did that even come from? I didn't even know that was there. That blood. I'm going to read these two verses, but it leads to something, so follow me. John 8:12. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Jesus is the light. I want you to take that out of this. John 14:9-10. Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I've been among you such a long time, anyone who's seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work." Jesus is the light. Jesus is in the Father. The Father is in him. So when we read 1 John 1-7, "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another." If we walk in the light, if we walk in Jesus, and Jesus, I believe, is in the light of his Father, it opens up the fellowship. See, watch this. It says, "And the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin." See, when you walk in the light, when you walk with Jesus, that blood purifies you from the sin. And because that blood purifies you from the sin, it opens up fellowship with one another. It opens up fellowship with Jesus. It opens up fellowship with the Father. It opens up fellowship with your fellow brother because you have something in common, the blood of Christ. The next time you take communion and we say this cup represents the blood, think about it. This blood kills sin. This blood separates sin from holiness. This blood healed the separation between you and God the Father. This blood purifies you so you can enter the presence of the King, live with the King, dwell with the King forever. Young man, you're right. What we sprayed on that holy sanitizer, which you choked about to be blood, I want you to know something. That holy sanitizer, it won't immediately work sometimes, but that sin will be gone. And that container back there, that gift, that salvation will be washed as white as snow. But it's like the infomercial says. Oh, I'm doing good on time. That's cool. I can slow down. I started to know a couple verses, okay? The infomercial says, just add water. You see these great things on the infomercial that this will become something, just add water. Take this sponge, dip it in a bathtub, and it will become a car, just add water. And it starts to make sense with your salvation. You have the blood. You believe the blood. You know that a king came as a man, died, resurrected. But watch this. Justin, I'm going to rearrange the verses. John 19, 32 through 37. The soldiers therefore came and broke the legs of the first man who had been crucified with Jesus, and then those of the other. But when they came to Jesus and found that he was already dead, they did not break his legs, which really leads the cool prophecy, but that's a Bible study to be had. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of what? Blood and water. Then it goes on to say, the man who saw it has given testimony, and his testimony is true. That's all they had. I've been trying to really reinforce this to you guys. And every person that's new here that comes in gets a smirk out of this. They did not have Facebook. They did not have Snapchat. They did not have Instatwit. All they had was eyewitness testimony. That's it. They could write it down. They could draw it the best they could with a screwdriver and a hammer, but that's it. So they said right here, he's like, look, we got an eyewitness. These things happened so the scripture would be fulfilled. That's the prophecy part. I want you to notice something. Blood and water poured out. In 1 John 5 through 6, it says this. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. That means he was born of a natural birth. When the water breaks, and we all know what happens in birth. But it still jumped out to me. It said water and blood. And to be honest with you, 2021 to me is just a little bit different. And this is what this revolution is about to me. See, I'm done focusing in on the stains. I'm done focusing in on the things that don't qualify me as a pastor. All the reasons people tell me that I'll never succeed. And I don't mean it arrogantly, because you can sit there and you can say, I'm just not good enough. You're right. You can sit there and say, this will never happen to me. I can't reach that. You're right. You can sit there and say, Mark, that you'll never be able to lead these people. And you're right. You'll never be able to beat that sin. And you're right. You can't reach it. Just add water. Not just any water. Some high quality H2O. Some living water. Some water that leads you into all truth. Some water that your Savior sent after he left that would lead you into all truth. The ingredients of that water are joy, peace, patience, gentleness, kindness, meekness, self-control, love. That water. Just add water. Like blood, we can't live without water. You can't have one without the other. If you don't feed me water here, I think 7 days I'm dead. If I don't have blood, I'm dead. If I have water and blood, I can make it a long time. Water has life-sustaining properties. They tell you to drink a lot of water for multiple reasons. You can even check with Doc. It keeps the ligaments flexible. Am I right on that, Doc? Good. I don't want to be a liar on the altar. It keeps things from drying out. It keeps things alive. It keeps plants, animals, us alive. Nothing can stand in the way of flowing water. See, and that's what the Holy Spirit is. He's a spring of fresh water. And as water springs forth and it flows, the one thing that you'll see is nothing can stop the water. Eventually, over time, water overcomes everything. It erodes, it goes around, it makes its own way. Water has cleansing properties. We use high-pressure water to clean buildings, cars, sidewalks. The Holy Spirit is often referred to as water throughout the Bible. The blood and the water go hand in hand. They create life. They sustain life. They heal and cleanse. Jesus and the Spirit go hand in hand. They create life. They sustain life. They heal and cleanse. John 7, 37 through 39. Dave, I'm sorry for the water bill. On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." By this he meant, back, go back. Whoever believes in me, as scripture said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. That verse right there, he's saying, next verse, by this he meant the Spirit, capital S, Holy Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up until that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified, had been crucified, had been sacrificed. But Jesus was telling him that there's going to be a time when I'm gone, and there's going to be the time when living water will flow from within you. And when that living water flows from within your tank, the dirtiness that you couldn't reach, the places that you couldn't find, the money that you spent, you'll look at it and say, all I needed was the water. All I needed was to add water. Justin wouldn't let me put high quality H2O up there. He said it was too immature. The 20-year-old's guiding me, and that's fine. But high-quality H2O, the purest water that you would ever see inside of you flowing forth. How do you get to the shelter of the Most High? How do you abide in the shadow of the Almighty? You recognize the blood. You recognize that it cleanses all sin, and then you add water, but watch, you said three steps. Ephesians 5, 25 through 26. I'm not preaching about husbands and wives. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church. This verse isn't about husbands loving wives. It can be, and that's a great example. It is. But moreover, it's about how Christ loved the church. That's how we're supposed to love our wives. And gave himself up for her. Now watch this. To make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word. The washing with water through the word. The blood removes the stains. The water does the cleansing. See, when you believe in Jesus, when you believe in that sanctifying blood, that life-sustaining, life-resurrecting blood, combined with the flowing water that you hear running behind me, the only thing that you have to know is how precious it is, and that it's free, and that spring will flow up within you when you're baptized. But here's the last part of it. Can you bring that back up? washing her with water through the word. You can use the water to cleanse, but you need the word. The word of God is the only way, and you're not too busy. If you're too busy to give God 25 minutes a day to read the instruction manual, to give God 25 minutes a day, change your lifestyle. Honestly. Write down, set your priorities, write number one priority, 25 minutes a day in the Word of God, even if it doesn't make sense. Nothing else has worked. You've tried the get rich, you've tried the fast food, you've tried the instant cleaners. Buy one for $500, get two for $1,200. The world will take advantage of you. Try it once for a year. That was the conclusion of my sermon. I don't know why I said it. But see, it takes the Word. The Word of God. John 1:1-4. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with the God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. I don't know if this is going to be a dark, cold winter. I don't understand all that, but I understand now more than ever that there's a water flowing inside each and every one of us. And I understand more than ever, you can take all of 2021 and you can focus on the dirt and the grime that's inside you. You can focus on the bad doctor's reports. You can focus on what the world's telling you. You can listen to all of their gimmicks and all of their schemes. And I can promise you one thing. I will preach the same exact sermon to you in 2022. Oh my gosh, meet the Jetsons. 2022, because you will be in the exact same spot. Do not raise your hand. How many of you have read the Bible through the course of a year and the time that you've been alive? Don't raise your hand, please. And you guys say we'll never get back to normal. You decide what normal is. The world doesn't decide what normal is. Good. Let's not get back to normal. Let's have a nice, peaceful Christmas where everything's shut down. Great. Let's read our word 25 minutes a day. Great. You've accepted Christ as your Savior. You understand the blood. Be baptized. We have a great class on that. Welcome the water, but the last step, the third step, and I kind of lied, we're going to make it step 3A and B. Actually, I said 3A, it's the word. The revolution, the hype that I've been challenging you to do, is for 1 year. To read the Bible. And I say it and I pause and I slow down because not each and every one of you, a lot of you are going to come to me throughout the year and tell me about problems. And I can't fix them. I can give you godly advice and you're going to tell me about things that you're struggling with. And I can't fix them. I can give you godly advice, but I will tell you this, my godly advice to any one of you that comes to me with a problem this year is how much water are you putting in your tank? How much of the word are you digesting? It should be the end of my sermon, but it's not. I want to teach you guys a very powerful weapon. And if you're a weapon user and you have a very powerful weapon, they're complicated to use and they're hard to use. But once you learn how to use them, you can take out anybody. And see this weapon right here, it's called the sacrifice of praise. And that's why I picked that song, Psalm 104. Enter his gates with thanksgiving in his courts, with thanksgiving in his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Pop quiz. How do you enter his courts? Anybody? 3 foot long. Come on, you guys, I just read it. Thank you, Steve. I know that was you. You enter his courts with thanksgiving and with praise. It's hard to give thanksgiving when you find out the one you love got a bad doctor's report. It's hard to give thanksgiving when you want no more but to smoke a cigarette. But see, once you let the water start to get in you, the natural thing that happens is you start to empty yourself. And those things that you're battling, those sins that you're battling, the water will never stop flowing. But the uckiness, the wickedness, the places that you couldn't reach will leave. When you find out the worst news and you give God thanks, it defeats the only goal of the devil. The only goal that Satan had for Job was to get Job to curse God. And the only goal that Satan has for you is to get you to deny God. And he'll do whatever it takes. So in the darkest times of 2021, in the cold winter, praise the Lord. Enter his gates with thanksgiving in your heart. Enter his courts with praise. Say, regardless of what happened, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad. It's the only way to get the spots. Each of us have our own spots, and never judge somebody for their spots. One man's spot is different than another man's spot. One female's spot is different than another female's spot. But you've been scrubbing for years. And I told Dom, we gotta do it this week, because let the revolution begin today. Let it begin with us. Let it begin inside us. Let us be a church that stands proud on one thing, that we read our word, we believe in the blood, and we use the water. The first step to this whole process is accepting the redemptive power of the blood of a Savior who came from heaven to earth. The second step is the water, the Holy Spirit, living water in the satisfaction of the soul that the Lord has designed for us is to be near him, in his presence. You can't get the satisfaction in his hand without being close enough to that hand. God's never going to take his eyes off of you. And he wants your attention. And he'll fill you up so you can empty yourself. And if you notice, the spots that that young man couldn't reach are clean. And it can be that way with you too. God, I thank you for today. I thank you that 2020 is over. I ask God that 2021 be way more than what 2020 was. But God, as I say that, I thank you that you gave us the downtime to build this church back up. You gave us the downtime to get to know people. You gave us the downtime to be with our families. But God, fear is spreading and love is not. Sin is spreading and it's not being cleaned. Let your water pour down again here in this church, here in our lives, here in these people. Give us a hunger to read. Let it be like our vegetables. I don't want to do it at first, but I know it's good for me. And as we see that it's good for us, that we keep eating and eating and eating, and the ingredients of that living water and that blood keep working, giving this gift back to our Father, spotless. Amen.
Good morning. We are so happy that you are with us this morning. We enjoy this time to praise God, sing His praises. If you would stand with us, let's give God the glory and pray this morning before we start. Lord, we just thank You for all that You've done for us, all that You do for us each and every day, things that we don't even realize, Lord, You are there right beside us. We want to give You all the praise. We thank You for this time to come in and praise Your name. We pray that You be with Mark this morning as he brings a message to us, Lord. Just lift up our hearts, and we will honor and glorify You. For we ask these things in Your name. Amen. By the way, Happy New Year.
There's got to be more than going back and forth, from doing right to doing wrong, 'cause we were taught that's who we are. Well, come on, get in line right behind me, you along with everybody, thinking there's worth in what you do. Then like a hero who takes the stage, when we're on the edge of our seat, saying it's too late, well, let me introduce you to amazing grace. No matter the bumps, no matter the bruises, no matter the scars, like this and wrap him up in righteousness. But that's exactly what he did. No matter the bumps, no matter the bruises, no matter the scars, still the truth is a cross has made, the cross has made you flawless. Let me introduce you to grace, grace.